All right. Hey, we'll be shagging on the baseline, I understand, when it comes up on the 26th of April. And it is my great pleasure to have here with me right now the one and only Craig Woolard. How are you doing? Are you awake, Craig?
I'm barely awake, but I am awake.
That sounds good. What were you doing last night?
Last night we were playing at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, for a huge crowd of students.
Well, that sounds great. Well, I guess they kept you energized and going, didn't they?
Man, it's such a pleasure to see those kids get out there and have that much fun.
Gives you hope for the future, right, Craig?
Yeah, it does, because they're all great kids, and I had a great time. It's always uplifting.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, Craig, your career just has been phenomenal. I was just curious, how did you get started in music?
Well, I'm a product of the North Carolina educational system. You know, I joined in the high school band when I went to high school and learning music that way. And just developing a huge interest in it, and it's all I ever wanted to do.
You know, so what? When you were growing up, what did you say you wanted to be?
Well, I said I wanted to be a lawyer, but I was wrong because when I went to college, I was in a pre-law curriculum. My 1 year I went to college, all I wanted to do though was play music.
That's so. Did you think you were going to be a singer or a musician? Because I see you play the saxophone, the tenor, the barrel, the alto, and the flute.
That is correct. Luckily, they all have the same fingering, so I lucked out on that one. Yeah, I wanted to play music and I wanted to sing.
That's terrific. Well, you know, it's not really work when you're doing something you love, is it?
Boy, truer words have never been said.
So, now you've been with the Embers. You were with the Embers. You left the Embers. You came back to the Embers. Is that right?
That is correct. I joined the Embers in 1976. I left in 2004, started my own band, came back 10 years later in 2014, and here I am.
Well, you know, you have a huge fan in Brian Reese, who is the athletic director over here at Lander University, and he can't wait for you to come here to Lander on April 26th.
Well, I know that Brian's in good shape because he's the athletic director, but tell him to get his funky chicken muscles warmed up because he'll probably be on stage with us.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Please do.
Yeah, that sounds great. But, you know, as you look back over your life, you know, what have been some of the things that you always will treasure that have happened to you over your life?
Well, I go back, I play in my hometown of Washington, North Carolina, and I'm received there. All my friends, you know, they remember me from high school, and so it's just a great reception. I love that. I loved playing for the inauguration of President Bill Clinton. I loved going to Hawaii for Budweiser. But mostly what I really find the best part of my career is the people whose lives I have touched and who continue to come back year after year, some might say decade after decade, and continue to enjoy each other.
That's really neat. You know, one of the things that I think is so neat, though, is how you ended up. I mean, what was the, was there a door you walked through? Was there something that happened that catapulted you into being what you're doing? Because there's a lot of people that are out there that are just playing music on a local basis, having a good time, but they need a day job to keep it going.
Well, yeah, you're right, but I never wanted that. I wanted to be a real professional musician. And if I'm being honest, I would probably tell you that the prayers of my mother enabled everything that the Lord had ready for me to come through. So that's really everything I have is a gift.
And your mom was for you doing music? Or did she like the idea of you being a lawyer?
Well, both my parents liked the idea of me being a lawyer because my dad was a lawyer. But when they realized what was going on, they were then happy.
That's great. Do you have any sisters or brothers?
I have a deceased little brother, and I have two twin sisters. And they both live in Eastern North Carolina and are quite successful at what they're doing. So proud of both of them.
Now, North Carolina, that was hit pretty hard with the hurricane. Have you seen any damage or anything where you live?
I didn't get it because I am actually in a suburb of Raleigh. Now, which is 2 hours inland. But yeah, there was a lot of damage in my hometown, which is on a river. But luckily, my family suffered no real effects.
That's terrific. Well, what are some of your favorite songs that you love to play that we'll look forward to you just really giving it your all?
Well, I love anything by Sam Cooke or Ray Charles, and I especially am fond right now of one of the songs on our latest CD. It's a song that I co-wrote with the keyboard player for Grand Funk Railroad. The name of the song is Everything, and if you get to listen to it, I think you'll like it too.
Well, that's great. I don't have that one downloaded, but I think that's great. So have you done a lot of traveling around the world?
Well, I'm not around the world, it may be in this hemisphere, you know what I mean? All over the United States. We played in Canada. We played in Honolulu. So, you know, I'm not a world traveler, but I'm an extensive, consistent, constant traveler.
That's cool. Well, right now, there's a lot of people listening to you in, let's see, we've got listeners in Germany, Switzerland, the UK, South Africa. We got people listening from all over right now. So I hope we're going to be able to get your music out there so people around the world will hear it.
That's great. I've got a friend in the UK. Her name is Denise Draper, and she's a DJ as well. So, Denise, I hope you're listening. If you are, we love you.
Oh, that's great. So where do you go next?
Tonight I'm in Richmond, Virginia, for a country club fundraiser dance. And tomorrow night I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, at a nightclub.
How do you like traveling?
I'll tell you this. It was easier a few years ago. but you know, the traveling is just something you got to do in order to do what you really love to do.
And the Embers, the band, you guys always look like you're having a great time on the stage.
And, you know, I get paid to do what I love to do. I am having a great time on stage. That's my secret.
Well, it looks like everybody else is having a great time, too.
I hope they are. Boy, I hope they are. That's my plan.
Yeah. So what's in the future for you, Craig Willard?
In the future for me is to keep on singing, playing, recording, dancing, and making enough money to ensure that my daughter stays in grad school.
What's your daughter going to grad school for?
She's after her master's degree in social work. She has a big heart, and she wants to save the world, so we're trying to help her in that quest.
That's terrific. I got to ask you, how was it to sing the national anthem at the, the Darlington race?
Yeah, Darlington 500. It was surreal. I couldn't believe it. And on my way out of the stadium, I would pass cars, and they would start beeping their horns because they recognized me and had heard it on the radio before they got there.
Wow. That had to be us. And you hit all the notes? That would be the thing I would like to know. Did you hit all the notes?
I hit all the notes. And in spite of the fact that I had a little fear going in.
A little fear? I'll bet. I can't imagine. I mean, was that the biggest crowd you ever sang in front of?
I believe it was. Yeah, I believe to this day it still was.
What do you like? Smaller crowds, or did you enjoy that big crowd? I would think a smaller crowd would be you could have more interaction with the people.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I like them both. They're both different, but they both get 100% from me. And there are things to be said for a huge crowd, and there are things to be said for a small crowd.
Yeah. Did you, Craig, ever know Hack Bartley?
Yeah, I knew Hack. I loved Hack. Everybody loved Hack.
I know. And I was just thinking about that and thinking about Hack. And, you know, Hack died a couple of years ago. So tragic. And yet he always had a big heart, and he was always cutting up and having fun with his music.
That's absolutely correct. And Hack's son is still performing, and I love Jake. I think he's still with the Medallions, who are right there in Greenwood, South Carolina. So Greenwood's a musical town.
That's right. Well, Jake, I don't know whether Jake is still performing or not. He has his own band now. And I'm sure when you come to Greenwood that you're going to see all these great people while you're here, because it's just so many people and so much music. It'll be an awesome time to be here.
Yeah, I would really like to see all my friends in the Medallions. You know, John McArath was a great, I don't know what the word is, father figure, but he was always a commanding presence in beach music, and I know his sons are still there with the Swing Medallions. In fact, we have a guy who used to be with the Medallions playing drums for us right now. His name is Wayne Free.
How about that? Well, beach music sure has come a long way, hasn't it, from the 60s with the Swingin' Medallions.
That's absolutely right. I remember in 1974, I believe, someone at a radio station put together a documentary called Beach Music, The Sound of the South. And at the end of the program, the DJ came on and he said, "Well, that's the story of beach music. There'll be no more beach music." And I was thinking, man, I wonder if you ever regret that.
Well, it certainly is one that everybody wants to be able to dance, and very few can do it well, though. The Shag, I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know, you've got your artistic dancers, and I love to see that. And then you've got the people that just love to have a good time and do whatever they can do, and that's cool, too.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be really cool because you're going to be here April 26th. They're going to allow people, I can't believe that Lander's going to do this, but they're going to allow people to dance on the baseline of the baseball field.
Man, I can't wait to see that.
I know. This is Dolney Stadium. It's a beautiful facility, and that's what Brian told us on the radio the other day. They'll be able to dance on the baseline. So they say, hey, I don't think there's a game coming up, and so they said, why not? So that's what's going to happen. Is that cool, or is that cool?
Thank you, Brian. That is so cool.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to meeting you when you come here on the 26th. I know you're going to come. All we need to have is great weather, right?
Absolutely. If you got great weather, you got a show.
You've got a show. Well, I know that you got up to call us this afternoon, and I so appreciate it. And this has been so awesome to have you on the air with us. Thanks so much, Craig Willard with the Embers. They're going to be here April 26th. I sure hope you have a safe trips and travels wherever you go.
Thanks, Ann. It's my pleasure.
All right. Thanks for calling us, Craig. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. That is Craig Willard. Let's play a little music here as we finish up here today. I was going to play this one. This is from the Craig Willard Band, I Can't Dance. Which, when you talk about beach music, people say that all the time. Let's take a listen.
Sounds I was hearing when I was a child. inside my head. But when I hear that sweet soul singing, well, I'm a wild child again. You know I can't dance, and I never could. But when I feel that rhythm, well, it sounds so good, I wish I could. I wanna dance, dance, dance. Oh, but I can't dance. I wanna dance, dance, dance. No, I can't dance. Woo! Ha-cha! Come on! I mean, oh, I've been walking around this mean old town, a sad and lonely boy. Seems I've forgotten those garage band days when everything was a joy. We'd all pile into Kenner's 57 Chevy with the radio turned up so loud. Head on down to the pad, man, and join that merry crowd. Now when I hear those old soul songs, well, it makes my heart just swell. You know I love to hear that one, my Archie Bell and the Drill. Yeah, that one. I wanna dance, dance, dance. Oh, but I can't dance. I wanna dance, dance, dance. But I'm afraid to take that chance. You know I can dance. All right, I'll try. Hey, maybe I can. Look at me, I can dance. Must be these fine alligator shag shoes. Yeah, dance, dance, dance.
Oh, what happened? They just quit dancing on me here. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Wasn't this great to talk to Craig Woolard with the Embers for just a few minutes? Boy, I tell you what, I appreciate the fact that he got up and now he's on the road and moving again. So don't forget, April 26th, that's a week from this Friday, you can be shagging on the baseball diamond at Dolney Stadium over there at Lander. Go to Lander Bearcats to check it all out. This has been a blast. I hope you enjoyed my show this morning. I hope you enjoyed the interview. I hope I got you in the mood for some good fun coming up. And as always, it's my greatest pleasure to be here on the air with you.